Bannerbox Radio, famously fresh. Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. I am one of your two hosts, Thomas Towson, and joining me is your other of the two hosts, Mr. Dan Knight. How are you, Mr. Dan Knight?
Great. I'm doing good, yeah.
That's awesome. It's good to hear.
Is it?
Are you good? Are you well?
No, it's all a lie. My life is in shambles.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
I know, you feed off of that. My misery.
So today is our fourth show of the podcast that we do, Bannerbox Radio. I don't know if you knew what that was.
Fourth episode, though.
Fourth one.
If this was our fourth show, we'd have four different shows.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Fourth episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a stickler.
You know what that means? That means this is our first month of being back.
That's true. Our fourth anniversary.
Week. It's a very pointless anniversary.
Four-week anniversary.
Four-week anniversary.
Like one of those sad couples that wants to announce their sadness to everyone. Hey, we've been together 4 weeks. That's a new record. Nobody cares. Shut up.
So we are back again doing this thing that we do where we talk about weird news and are weird about talking about it.
Yeah, that's a given. That's a bonus. Here's some news articles told by people who are awkward.
Here's a fun fact. You know, today is a very special day. It is National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day.
Oh, good.
And on top of that, as a matter of coincidence, being the fourth Tuesday in March, it is also National American Diabetes Association Alert Day.
That is a mouthful.
Those two go, do they go hand in hand? I think they do.
I think so. I think one begets the other.
It has begotten. It's been begotten. I can say that for sure.
Yes. And forgotten until we brought it up.
So you have any news for us before we start in on this? Anything you'd like to talk about?
Well, personally, I plan to eat as many chocolate-covered raisins as I can.
That's a given.
In honor of today.
Yep, absolutely.
I find that today is better than, you know, Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that I'm going to get diabetes, type 2, obviously.
Well, that today's the day to do it.
Yeah.
If you have an alert for diabetes, today's to have it. That's terribly spoken.
Diabetes.
You want to, we can just start right in.
Yeah.
We don't want to waste people's time.
Let's slide right into this first bit of juicy news.
Let's talk about a car thief in Bellevue.
Okay.
This is, of course, Washington State.
Oh.
Bellevue.
Okay.
Detectives say they made an easy auto theft bust when a suspect stole drove a stolen Audi to a Washington State parole office in Bellevue.
I'm sorry?
In Bellevue.
Okay.
Okay. Investigators said someone noticed the modified red Audi at the side of the road and recognized it from a Facebook post on a page about stolen cars in the Pacific Northwest.
Huh.
The man said he watched the other person, the one that stole the car, spend about half an hour attempting to alter the VIN number on the car on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
He called police, and police said they were too busy.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They said they were too busy. Sorry, thank you for finding a stolen car, but we don't have time right now.
Your hands are full.
Sounds a little sticky. So what he did is he followed this car.
The stolen Audi.
Audi.
This witness.
I think it's an Audi, right?
I think it's an Audi, not Audi. I don't think so, yeah.
Audi.
I think
sorry.
It's an Audi.
So a stolen red Audi.
Mm-hmm.
So he followed it, and where did it go? The stolen car parked at the parole office.
Oh, no.
Yep, because the person driving it had been in custody a few days earlier on drug charges and was visiting the office to collect some personal items.
A for effort, I guess.
Nothing like taking your stolen car straight to the police. To be fair, though, for a police force that doesn't have a lot of time, this guy made it real easy for him.
Yeah, like the witness apparently was not needed at all.
Nope,
this crime solved itself.
It just drove straight to the police. No issues there. Real easy.
Wow, that is.
That's another segment of our stupid criminal.
Yeah.
We
usually have at least one stupid criminal story.
At least one.
Luckily, I have another for you.
Oh, so. Please. Please, there's nothing I want more.
Okay. In Mankato, Minnesota, a dispatcher took a peculiar call last Thursday morning when she could hear far-off voices talking in the background.
Ooh, this sounds like a spooky story.
Yeah.
Is there spookiness to this one?
Ghosts called
her. Oh my god. Did ghosts steal a car? Done. Click. Next article.
Pirate ghosts. Yeah, it gets better.
Wow.
Pirate ghost. No, that's not... None of this is true.
Mm-hmm.
The person on the other line had accidentally called 911 from their pocket. The more bizarre twist to the story was that the individual in question and his friends were in the midst of a burglary.
I kind of had a feeling where this was going.
The officers were able to decipher that was their intention by listening to the 34-minute phone call. Wow. Using the information that allowed them to pinpoint their exact location.
Mm.
And best part. One of the last comments that they could hear, the dispatcher could hear on the phone, was one of the individuals saying, "I think I see the police," followed by running.
Great.
Blue Earth Sheriff's Captain Rich Murray reported that the officers found a Mankato supply business had been ransacked of cash and some items.
So where did this take place again?
Mankato, Minnesota.
Minnesota. So Minnesota and Washington. Huh.
Yes.
Those are not places that I imagine
stupid criminals coming from?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for me to feel that way about it. I mean, I that's based on exactly zero knowledge.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it just sounds weird. Like, Minnesota is full of people that talk funny and are really nice.
I like their accents.
Yeah, I do too.
I really wish I could mimic it, but I can't.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool one. I've always seen that people are people seem very nice.
Like Fargo?
In Minnesota, yeah. They're all mountain folk, right? Yeah. That's what you do there.
That's what they... Well, apparently, you know, if you're at Fargo, there's a lot of murders happening.
Isn't there always?
That one specific area.
What was... You remember the movie Insomnia with Robin Williams?
Yeah.
And who was the other one? Not Robert De Niro. The other one.
The other popular mobster.
Yeah.
Scarface.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Yeah, anyway... Where did that one take? That was Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Alaska. All right, never mind.
I hated that movie.
Did you?
Yeah,
I liked it.
I watched it in the theaters. One of the only times I almost fell asleep in the theaters.
Maybe you should rewatch it again. Because I watched it for the first time ever, maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
I had never seen it. And
you enjoyed
it? I liked it, yeah. I liked it.
That was another Robin Williams being a villain.
Yeah, which is a weird role. He was like a creepy almost... Not creepy, just kind of unsettling.
Yeah. Whatever photo he was... I mean, he didn't really... From what I can remember of that movie, he didn't really injure anybody or hurt anyone, I don't think. He was just kind of a creeper.
Well,
did you ever see Whatever Photo?
No, I've never seen One-Hour Photo.
He's like a guy who works at a One-Hour Photo place in like a... You know, part of a supermarket or something mm-hmm. like that, and he starts taking a keen interest in a specific family and starts like fantasizing about being the uncle in the family, and like he starts keeping their pictures, like he makes more. It's just kind of
unsettling.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. I've heard. It's on a very long list of movies that I should see. I managed to miss every important movie.
Yeah.
So now I'm catching up on them through my adulthood. Very slowly trying to catch up on movies that I am very behind on. You know what movies have nothing to do with?
The next article?
The next article I'm going to read to you. Wow. I'm going to tell you about something that has nothing to do with that whatsoever.
That's the best anti-segue I could possibly think of.
Which makes it a segue.
Oh my god.
Fun fact, Twilight inventor Zone. Of the Segway.
What?
Inventor of the Segway
uh-huh.
is from New Hampshire.
That is a fun fact.
There's a fun fact.
There was also some sort of thing about that he died on a Segway, but I don't think that's true at all.
Hmm. Do you think he...
Like his Segway went over a cliff or something, he couldn't stop it.
You think he owned a phone? The inventor of the Segway? Do you think he could have come up with a better segue than what I'm trying to come up with right now?
Oh, I'm most assuredly, yes.
I assure you he could have. Okay, so let's talk about a 12-year-old girl in Colorado.
Okay.
She was taken into custody on allegations that she tried to poison her mother twice, not once, not three times, but twice.
Three times a lady.
Yep. So she tried to... poison her mother twice as revenge for taking away her iPhone.
Wow.
This is the world we live in, by the way.
This is technology addiction at its finest.
Welcome to the real world. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office said the girl's mother noticed the smell of bleach coming from her smoothie. Oh. Shortly after she took the 12-year-old daughter's iPhone, and police say the woman's sickness has passed. That's good. Okay. However, but a couple weeks later, after her sickness had passed, she discovered another bleach odor coming from a carafe of water in her bedroom.
What the hell is it? What is that?
A carafe, like a glass or a something holding a liquid.
Oh.
They didn't tell which one it was. It was just some sort of something holding liquid.
Carafe. Carafe?
It's a fancy word.
Yeah.
Fancy for good book learning. But I don't know if it's a glass. Maybe it was a mug. Maybe it was a thermos of some sort.
Maybe they should have done their homework.
Maybe they should have looked on the desk, the police, and found out what it was.
Like, it's some sort of container.
Perhaps a carafe. But yeah, so she tried to poison her once in her smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the hospital, or rather didn't go to the hospital. She figured out what was going on, basically. And... found another thing with bleach in her bedroom. Luckily, I said hospital. That was something entirely incorrect. Incorrect. She actually never got harmed by this. She's fine. She found it out before she actually got any sort of issue.
With the smoothie she drank, right?
No, it's just the smell. Oh. She smelled bleach in it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So when she smelled the bleach in the glass, we'll just call it a glass. We'll assume it's a glass of some sort. Or some sort of container of water, of liquid. Yeah, a jug. There you go. People keep jugs of water. Yep. So she confronted her daughter, and her daughter told her, yeah, I was trying to kill you because you took away my iPhone.
Oh, my God.
And so the girl has now been booked into the Boulder County Juvenile Center. On two charges of attempted first-degree murder.
Juvie.
For first-degree murder.
Hope that Facebook was worth it.
Yeah.
Try to get on that FB.
I don't know. Maybe she had to seem really hard after it. Like, she's real tough.
Yeah.
But maybe she likes the taste of bleach. And maybe she was just being a sweet little girl.
Like the mob liked the bleach taste?
No, like the girl did, and she just assumed.
She's like, I love it so much, you should like it too.
Yeah, that's the most far-fetched thing I could come up with for that.
Yeah. I think what she really should have done is used antifreeze in the smoothie. Probably would have been
sweeter.
It would have been. Smarter and I don't think you would have been able to smell it, really.
Yeah. Well, maybe it depends on how sweet the smoothie was. Because
bleach has a very distinct smell.
Oh, yeah. And antifreeze is very sweet.
Maybe she just wanted to get caught.
Maybe.
Maybe she just wanted to go to juvie.
And ruin her life. Yeah.
Because they got plenty of iPhones in there.
All the iPhones, as far as the eye can see.
The cells are packed with iPhones. Welcome to your new iPhone lair.
So what that means to me is children should never own phones. That's the drastic take that I'm going to get from that.
Well, 12-year-olds...
Never.
Okay. Once you hit 18, that's when you get
one. Yeah, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
They will kill you. If you buy your child a phone... They will kill you.
I think children under 10 don't really need a cell phone.
Yeah. I would say maybe, I don't know, it's tough. I guess
but
you're in after school programs, then maybe it's different. I would say never younger than 10, of course.
Yeah.
But I would say probably even further than that. Like if there's any reason not to. Like maybe Kids can't be trusted with phones. I was a kid in high school once with a phone, and I was not to be trusted.
Yeah.
I used it frequently.
No, not for that.
No, just for chatting with people and stuff. Like, it's too tempting.
Yeah. Well, I know during my formative teenage years through puberty, their cell phones were...
Good thing that that's just ended recently.
Yeah, I know. Just a few months ago. And bedwetting, too. I just curbed that. No, like, when I was in that phase of puberty, and you, and as any boy, you are hyper aroused.
Yes, of course.
If you have access to a phone...
Phone's too easy. That's makes like, it way too easy.
That's like a personal heroin dealer.
Yep.
You know, just here you go. Here's a main line to the internet and all of its weirdness.
Yeah, crazy smartphones these days. What a world we live in.
Here we are saying like what we think children should... Like what age children should have cell phones.
I feel
Neither of us have children.
Yeah,
we really don't have a proper vote there.
I feel like an old man saying that, though.
Damn, kids don't need cell phones.
Back in my day.
Back in my day, we had landline phones and dial-up internet.
Oh, God.
I'm an old man.
Dial-up. Okay, so enough about children killing, trying to kill their moms.
Okay. Okay, so I got a fresh one for
you. Wow, that sounds terrible.
Fresh. I don't really have as good of a segue as you did, because, you know, your segues were just...
Solid. Yeah. Spot on.
Solid gold.
Ooh.
Mm. But, yeah, a woman in Boca Raton, Florida, spent the night in jail.
So this is already going to be good. We know that if she's we put Florida. The setting in Florida, yeah. something's going to be good.
Yeah, I can assure you. She spent the night in jail, and she took matters of dog fouling into her own hands.
Dog?
Literally.
Oh, okay. I always dog get caught fouling. Up on dog fouling.
What do you assume when I say that?
I assume something that can't possibly be the case. But I know what it means, but when you say dog fouling...
Yeah,
like it's either the nicest sounds something way to... gross, like really extra disgusting,
yeah.
or some sort of sport involving dogs.
And you got a foul.
Yeah.
You hit a dog behind you.
Yeah.
With a, when you're playing dog
based. Oh, no, I'm in a dog-based sport.
A dog-based sport.
Yep.
And you foul.
Yeah, which would, of course, be called a dog foul.
Ah, I see.
That's how you
differentiate. Maybe it's like polo, you know, but you're riding, like, St. Bernards instead of horses.
That's a game. Write it down. We've millions of dollars dog fouling in water polo. Dog polo.
Water. They're yes. doggy paddling now.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
This is probably...
We're way off course. Tell me about the lady in Florida.
Amy Goldberg was accused of smearing dog poop all over the arms and face of her neighbor.
Oh, good.
The 67-year-old neighbor let her dog crap on her lawn.
Crap, of course.
Crappy. She let her dog crap on the lawn, which wasn't the first time, according to Goldberg. So the neighbor...
Whoopi.
This, yeah. So Whoopi. No, we don't want to slander her. She's not involved.
She's swell.
She's a swell lady.
Yep.
But, this 67-year-old neighbor, she's an older lady, and she keeps letting her dog crap on Amy Goldberg's lawn. So then Goldberg allegedly picked it up with a baggie and ran towards the 67-year-old woman, smearing it all over her hands, shirt, and face. Yeah, she was not taking it anymore. She was tired.
Can I say two things about this?
You could definitely say those things.
The first thing is, one, this lady kind of had it coming. That's not cool. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You pick up your dog's poo.
Pee.
Yes. And two, I forgot what the second thing was.
Well, that's
but it was rather insightful.
Was it?
No. Yes. Here it is. It was... that we talk about poop a lot on this show.
We do.
That comes up quite often.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good. It's a nice theme.
Yep. It's, you know, keeping it adult, mature, and...
This time it's not human, though. At least.
At least.
We're spreading towards animal poop.
We're better off now.
Yeah. This is more highbrow stuff. Fun side note, though. Goldberg admitted to throwing the poop at the neighbor.
Yeah.
But said that the victim herself had smeared it all over herself. So she's like, I threw the poop at her,
Okay, that happened. But this lady smeared it all over her body. So that just leaves us the question of who are we going to believe here in this situation?
Who are you going to call, really?
Poop busters.
Oh, poop.
Would you? I don't believe that a 67-year-old woman would smear dog feces all over herself.
Maybe it wasn't like literally she just like caught the poop in the air. It was like, gotcha, and then smeared it on herself. Maybe it was just like, I threw it, but she's the one that really covered herself. Maybe she panicked and like her arms flailing and stuff. And yeah, just got it more on herself.
Or maybe she just...
Maybe she's crazy.
Maybe she's a big... She's like, ha ha, joke's on you, I like it. Just rubbing all over her face. It's like a mud mask.
Oh, gross.
But apparently, the neighbor had said that she was planning on picking it up. But,
of course. Like the other time she did.
Yeah. But that leaves the question of, if she was planning on picking it up, she was obviously far enough away from the dog poo for Amy Goldberg to pick it up and either run at this woman or throw it, depending on which story is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman was far enough away for this distance. So how exactly were you going to pick it up? You were obviously moving away from the crap.
That's true.
After the fact.
That's
so
true.
But I don't believe that she's...
No.
She smeared it all of herself on purpose.
Mm. But
don't,
maybe.
I don't think that's...
Maybe, though.
Yeah, maybe.
It is Florida.
One can dream,
it's
right?
Florida.
It is Florida.
Anything is possible.
Okay, well.
So to end it out on stories, right? This is the last one. You don't. You.
Oh, I've got more. If you're up to it.
Oh, I'm always up to it.
Okay.
Okay. Well. So this is Japan. Speaking of weird places where weird things happen.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan. For hamburger aficionados,
ooh,
those who love their burgers.
Who doesn't?
And you want to, do you like burgers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a fan? Would you want to smell like burgers?
No.
Okay. Well, for folks that do, Burger King is releasing a limited edition fragrance.
Oh, good.
Burger King said Friday that the Whopper grilled beef burger scented cologne.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Whopper cologne. Will be sold only on April 1st and only in Japan. Despite the date, they have confirmed that it is not an April Fool's joke. They did it on purpose just because it's silly, but they are actually selling it. It's a Whopper-scented cologne. The limited flame-grilled fragrance is what it's going to be called. Flame-grilled Whopper, I believe, or something along those lines.
Flame-broiled, I believe.
Flame-broiled, yes, that's right. It can be purchased for 5,000 yen, which is roughly $40 USD.
Okay.
There's only going to be about 1,000 of them total. And Burger King says it hopes the scent would also seduce new grilled beef burger fans. You smell a Whopper nearby. Yeah, there's no one, but you know this cologne is going to make you want a burger.
Is this made of the same crap that they pump out of the buildings themselves?
Because
I know I've heard that before. That I mean, if you ever like walk past a Burger King, you see like there's like a smokestack, and it's constantly spitting out that scent of burgers.
I wonder what it is. I assume it's only 1,000, so it's hard to tell. Like it could be something as innocent as like they got. I don't know. I don't know how you make it smell. It probably just through various chemicals and stuff to make it smell as close as possible to a Whopper. It's weird, and I would never have that.
You could essentially just work at a Burger King, and then after your shift is over, you'll smell it.
Instead of buying it, you could get paid to smell like a Whopper.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a genius. Anybody who buys this is a real jabroni.
Yeah. Just work at a Burger King.
Yeah.
Quit your job that might pay better, and just so you can smell like a burger, because that's really worth it, right?
There's not much more to that story. It's just really weird.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that someone would want a Whopper-scented cologne.
Well, it could be a collector's item. There's only going to be 1,000 of them.
Yeah. But it's still weird.
It's still very weird.
Still very,
and why
very
Japan?
Weird.
Like, why there?
Come on. I think we both know why.
Because people in Japan like smelling like burgers?
Because there's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crazy stuff.
I know. That's why I want to go.
Me, yeah.
So much. Okay, so I guess I'll
how are you gonna beat that?
I'll
top that.
I'm gonna try.
Come on.
A typical father and son argument arose in Louisiana Monday. Well, I guess typical if you consider that juice is a heated discussion.
Oh!
58-year-old Eldridge Duke is in custody for shooting his son in the buttocks over the lack of orange juice in their house.
Wait, what? I don't understand. Wait, did the son do something to the orange juice, or
no.
They just were out?
They had a heated argument over the lack of orange juice in the house. I that's verbatim what it says. And I'm assuming that one of them claimed, we do have orange juice. The other one, no, we don't.
I bet the other one was really smug about it, too, and that's what caused it. Like, let's see, Daddy.
You don't know nothing, Daddy. The father, Eldridge, he stated that his son had damaged the house and broke a porcelain vase.
That he was looking for juice. There might have been juice in that vase. Their vase.
Maybe they drink out of those and not a carafe.
Carafe.
It's a type of coffee, right? He grabbed a handgun and chased his son out of the house.
Jesus.
Firing the gun off several times. One shot ended up striking his bum. His bum.
Over juice. And where was this, Louisiana?
This was, Louisiana.
Yeah.
The son was taken to the nearest hospital to treat non-life-threatening injuries. Sorry.
Two reports also say that he was given juice as a big screw you to the...
Yeah. Intravenously. Saved his life.
Saved his life.
Duke's bail was set for $60,000.
$60,000.
All because your son in the bum bum.
Because of juice.
Because of juice.
Juice got loose.
It sure did. They couldn't find it.
Oh, man. Well, that's quite a weird thing.
I think what happened was he shot his son in the buttocks. And then the son got rushed to the hospital. They're like, oh, my God. They extracted the bullet out of his cheek. And they filled the hole back in with orange juice.
No.
Right?
That sounds terrible.
That's how the healing process.
That sounds like the worst starts. One of the worst things I could imagine.
Yeah, that would burn.
Putting orange juice in a gaping hole.
Yeah. Tasty. Squeezing it into a carafe.
Into a carafe, yes. Into the finest of porcelain carafe.
Cut it with a little bleach, and you got yourself a nice cocktail.
How about this? I will never use the word correct ever again.
Thank you.
That's for you. That's for you, pal.
I appreciate that.
Anything else for us? Do you have anything else? Because I certainly don't.
That's all I got. I mean, I'm going to go out, eat some chocolate-covered raisins.
And then have an alert the society for diabetes.
Yeah. Because you've eaten too many.
Here's a fun fact. Here's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
Yep.
Did you know that it's a myth that constantly eating sweets leads to diabetes? Being funny that this is, because it's a common misconception.
Yeah.
If you eat a bunch of sweets frequently, it's not the sugar or anything that causes the diabetes.
No.
You could do the exact same thing by eating nothing but fatty foods. It just happens that if you eat a lot of sugar, you're consuming a lot of fat. It's a high-fat diet that causes diabetes, not sugar.
Oh.
There's a fun fact for everybody to take home. It has nothing to do with the amount of sugar you consume, but how much fat you consume. And even that is tough because it mostly has to do with genetics. You're more likely to get it from your genetics than you are. You could live a healthy lifestyle and still get it.
Great.
So there you go. There's a charming little piece of... information that you are all doomed if you have diabetes in your family.
I do.
So please get yourself checked.
But it's type 2, so it's for my grandmother.
Yeah, I have diabetes all over my family.
But that's both sides from poor diet.
Mm.
If it's type 2, I think it's just poor diet. Which means that you can undo it, I think. Undo the beatus.
Yep. But on that cheery news, though, that is the end of today's show.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we've got for today. And we want to thank everybody for showing up and checking it out.
Thank you.
And, you know, we got it on iTunes. You know, we got a website. Go check out those places and give us some feedback, because we love you. And thanks for listening. And the most important thing that you could ever tell a person, I'm giving you one chance here to let everyone know what the most important thing in the world is. What would that be?
And remember, you can neutralize the heat of spicy foods by consuming a teaspoon of sugar.
Thanks for joining us.